Fear is a very powerful thing, and when we use fear or think fear or have fear in us, we are almost useless. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bartley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. Now, fear is a very treacherous thing. It's something that we choose to have by our concentration on it, and we make it powerful in our life. We use the word so often, empower, empower, empower. And that sort of loses its importance when we overuse a word like that. But think about it. The world has experienced some pretty interesting God-made events. That's what we like to call it. We like to say, God made the hurricane, and God made the earthquake, and God made this. Surely man didn't. Well, don't kid yourself. Man did it all. And he did it all knowingly. Knowingly, he did it all. If a little child comes up to the parent and says, Mom, I want to go to this show. And Mom says, Son, I think what we want to do is to go to the park today and have a wonderful time. But Mom, I'd like to go to that show. All my friends are going. That's fine, but let us go to the park and we can have such a good time there. We'll play ball and do these things. But Mom, and we'll take along a picnic lunch and have some ice cream and stuff. Oh, all right. Now you see, a little persuasion, and finally the attitude of wanting to go to a show that was not beneficial to him is changed, and another cause is put in motion. It's not that you shouldn't go to the show, because every time we put a shouldn't in there, that makes it kind of alluring to us in a sick way, but it's part of our human nature. Okay, now, hurricanes hit the coast of Florida frequently, and they call it Hurricane Alley, and they call it the Hurricane Center, and they call it this, and they have such fun with that. Now, it's true, I don't live there. If I lived there, I would call it quite differently. If a person lives in an area where monsoons or hurricanes or earthquakes or other things have frequently been present, it's time now to change the thought of all the people in that area and in the whole world about that center of tragedy. And rather than fearing it and saying, oh, it's going to come, it's going to do this, and it's going to be bad, you never know when it's going to come. You put causes in motion and you bring it forth. But if you bring it forth, oh, this is going to be a mild season. Well, why do you say that? What gives you the ability to know it's going to be a mild season? Well, you just think it is. Well, conditions have been such that it will probably be a mild season. Well, you see, we have within us the ability to speak our word about the weather and about earthquakes and other activities and be untouched by them. We can say all is in divine order. We can say the hurricanes that are spawning over the ocean because of the ocean weather are now staying out at sea and dancing and playing over the ocean and doing their thing, not disturbing anyone, not a ship, not an airplane, not anyone on land, just doing their thing out there and playing out their energy, and then their energy ceases to have any value, has any any negative value. It just goes its way. Now, we have talked with many people who call us from Florida, who call us from other areas where hurricanes and weather problems are a problem. And they say, what can we do? What can we do? And I say first, surround yourself, your home, your world, your community, with your pure white light of love, and know that all is in divine order. Now, let's clean up that stinking thinking, which says the hurricane is an evil, bad thing, doing bad things to us and our community. And as you clean that thinking up, you come up with the fact that the hurricanes dissipate themselves in their dance of joy and happiness, and finish doing what they're doing in a manner and in an area totally having no effect on the life of humans. Well, no effect in a violent way, because hurricanes, all these things of nature, are created and expressing for a very specific reason. They are created by the weather, they're created by the mind of men, and they're there. Now you say, the mind of men create all the things. I thought that was an act of God. Well, who do you think men are? Men are God. We're told this in our Bible lore. You're the creator of your world. You create the world by your thought. You create the world by every thought you have. Every thought I have brings forth in my life what I am. Am I able to keep my thoughts so pure, so clean, so wonderful, so fantastic, that I am not untouched by something, but rather I am touched by all that is good and beautiful? We don't want to seek to run away from being touched by things, but rather walk into life's experiences with joy in our heart, with the feeling of being a master, the feeling of being absolutely in charge of every experience we have. Now, it doesn't matter whether it's an interpersonal experience, whether it is an atmospheric experience, or a geological experience, or anything at all. Let's just say everything that we previously thought was an act of God is my act. It is what I have created. Boy, Herb, that's certainly a big calling. Yes. The things that I do, you shall do also, and greater things than these shall you do. You going to give up on that? You see, we take a program, we take a philosophy, and we use that philosophy to the degree that we feel it's beneficial to us and that we mentally can handle it. And if it goes beyond us, then immediately we pray to an outside experience wanting it to help us and heal us and take care of our problems. Well, that's giving up. That's not realizing who we really are. To the pure, all is pure. If our thoughts are pure, the hurricane will be doing its pure thing. It will no longer be a word of terror, but it'll be a word of just an is. And the earthquakes and volcanoes, anything else that might disturb man's equilibrium, is all in perfect harmony, because man is at peace. Man has pure thoughts about everything in his world. You and I, as we have pure thoughts about everything in our world, we have pure experiences. Is this what you want? I think it's a wonderful idea. I think it's an illuminating idea. And it's an idea that I'm putting into practice in my life right now. How about you? Do you want to put it in practice in your life? If you do, then miracles won't happen, but the terror, the unhappiness, no longer has to be there. And you live to the pure, all is pure. You live in your divine reality. You live as the creator of your world, and you take responsibility by every thought you think. It's wonderful, and it's fun, and once you get the hang of it, it's so natural. I love you. Have a wonderful day, and let your day be all that it really is by recognizing that you have created it in just that way. I love you. I love you. I love you.